Hi, I'm Jason Pramus with the Boston Institute for Nonprofit Journalism. And Professor Chomsky, understanding that the main push for banning nuclear weapons has to take place on the national and international stages, do you think it would be useful to organize for city, state, and regional nuclear weapons-free zones, including provisions that would ban nuclear weapons research and development at schools like MIT and related research institutes like Draper Lab?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's kind of an analog to nuclear weapons-free zones. It can be done locally, too. And banning nuclear weapons research is very important. Incidentally, at MIT, the story's a little different. There was, if you're interested, this issue was brought up by activist students, quite rightly, during the period of major activism in the late 60s. And the outcome was kind of interesting. There was confrontations building up. It finally led to the usual thing, a commission, faculty-student commission. I was on it, actually, Pound's commission. You can read its report if you like, which investigated military work on campus, not nuclear. There was no nuclear weapons work, but military work on campus, okay? And it was pretty serious then because the Institute was maybe 90% funded by the Pentagon, so it was a natural question. And the results were interesting. On campus, there was no classified work and no military work. Off campus, there were two laboratories, Lincoln Labs and what's now called Draper Labs. That's about 50% of the whole budget, roughly. And they were doing military work off campus. Off campus is a little bit of a formalism. Nothing stops people from attending seminars across the street, but they were technically separate. Actually, the only military work going on campus, which was not investigated, incidentally, because it wasn't a science department, was the political science department, which actually was doing effectively counterinsurgency research in Vietnam. They didn't call it that. It was called the Peace Research Institute, naturally. but it amounted to counterinsurgency studies in Vietnam. But that was about it. There was a debate in the commission as to how to deal with it. Sort of more, you know, roughly speaking, conservatives, liberals, radicals, two of us. The conservatives said they wanted to keep it the way it is. The liberals said, we want to make a break, keep the military labs off campus. The few radicals agreed with the conservatives. We should keep it on campus. So it's a constant source of activism and education, not formally remove it where you can pretend it doesn't exist. Well, the liberal opinion won, so they're technically off campus. Actually, other questions have arisen too. Take Iranian nuclear weapons, which is a very interesting story. I kind of mentioned it. In the 70s, when Iran was an ally, in fact, the main US ally in the Middle East, guardian of the Gulf, it was called, there was strong pressure from Rumsfeld, Cheney, Kissinger, and others on MIT particularly to invite Iranian nuclear engineers to study nuclear engineering at MIT. We didn't know at the time what we should have known and know now, that the Iranian government was openly declaring its intention to develop nuclear weapons. It's hard to believe that Kissinger and those guys didn't know, but wasn't public knowledge. There was a turmoil on campus, which was pretty interesting. Students began to mobilize about it. There was finally a student referendum where I think my recollection is long, I may have the numbers wrong, so this is rough. My recollection is about 80% of the students wanted to prevent it. It became a big enough issue so that there was a huge faculty meeting. People usually don't go to faculty meetings, they're too boring. But when there's a big issue, everybody comes. So the huge faculty meeting, big debate, there were maybe five of us who agreed with the students. Overwhelmingly, the faculty disagreed and said should keep it on campus, which is kind of interesting if you think about it, because the faculty are the students of 10 years earlier. But just that institutional change led to a dramatic change of attitudes, and not because of more information. Faculty didn't have any more information than the students did. It's kind of an interesting example. Most of you, people like us should think about it, of how our institutional role influences the way we look at the world. Well, it went through, and the people running the Iranian nuclear system, many of them were trained at MIT.